How I Learned by Seamus Young. SeamusYoung.com. Print edition. Copyright 2011, Seamus Young. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in retrieval systems, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without prior permission from publisher. ISBN 978-1-46801-5904. I do have permission to make this recording. If you want to use these recordings in any way other than merely for listening to them, I would suggest that you contact Seamus Young. Preface. At one point, my father taught a creative writing course at Slippery Rock University. On the first day, he went around the room and asked each person why they wanted to take his class or what they were hoping to write. At one point, a young man said he planned to write his autobiography. My dad looked down at this 20-year-old kid and said, "Okay, but who's going to give a shit?" He was a man with a master's degree in English literature and a doctorate in cringeworthy inappropriateness. We'll talk more about him later. In the meantime, it was a rude but valid inquiry. Who's going to want to read my autobiography? The secret I've discovered is that writing is less about what happens and more about how it's told. A terrible writer can make a journey up the side of Everest into something dry and tedious. A great writer can turn the tale of eating a bowl of cereal into a riveting page-turner. This is a book for people who do not fit in the traditional school setting. No, I'm not talking about fitting in with other kids. Everyone feels like they don't fit in with other kids. I'm talking about fitting into the entire classroom paradigm of hand-raising, worksheets, tests, and lectures. If you ever sat in a classroom and felt like the entire system seemed absurd, foreign, frustrating, or tiresome, then you'll probably see some of yourself in this book. If you love learning but hate school, this book will speak to you. If your grades were far out of line with your intelligence or abilities, or if you're perplexed, or if you perplex the people who tried to teach you, then this book might help you understand why. This book is not a scholarly deconstruction of the classroom system. It's not a detailed analysis of traditional schooling backed by research and explained through charts and graphs. This is a personal story of one boy's frustrated journey through a system that never made any sense to him. This is, at its heart, a single long anecdote. If you're looking for ammunition or for or against traditional schooling as part of any large-scale societal debates on education that have been raging for nearly a century, then this story will probably be useless to you. If you're looking to understand the viewpoint of someone who struggled and suffered in situations where other children were happy and content, then the following pages can teach you a great deal. This story was originally released as a serial on my blog in 2011. And is still available in that form. The version you're reading now is a bit longer, contains a few additional anecdotes, and has been more thoroughly proofread. This story is true, and thus it is meandering and indirect. People do not generally live lives to prove a point. I've left in many asides and details not directly linked to my education, but which are included so that the reader can better understand who I was, and why I behaved so oddly.